Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and
Chenda, what ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Podcast and Chill. So, today, we are chilling with the king of African rap.
Yeah.
On Africa's number one podcast. Please welcome Sakodi.
Hey. Yo. Nice to have you. Thank you so much for coming through.
So
brother.
Fam. So fam.
We were out in Ghana last year and we tried to get you on. So we called your team and they said you're out in Paris or something. So you couldn't do the interview. Mm. But man, fuck bro. Ghana's amazing. It was my first time there, man.
Yeah, beautiful.
Fell
place.
In love with the country, man.
Yeah. Liquor store, the garage. It was a new reality for us. That's my highlight.
So you guys came amazing around, place. Came around what month?
I think November.
Around November, okay. But late last year.
Yeah, because Christmas is like the biggest thing in Ghana. Everybody is out there, you know. It's the year of return. So people in the diaspora come back to Ghana. That's like the number one spot for, I don't know, just people just coming back to Africa. They choose Ghana for some reason. So Christmas is really packed and lit. If you guys want to come back, choose around December.
Wow.
I mean, Kendrick Lamar was there. Did you see him? He looked like a local.
Yeah. Ah, Kendrick looks like a local anyway, bro. Yeah. In Joburg, in Soweto, he looked like a local Nyope guy. Yeah.
He looked like Kenzo.
Yeah, big shout to Kendrick. Big shout.
Yes. So what would you say is the difference between Ghana and SA? Because when I was in Ghana, I thought the people were way more... There's a thing we call in SA Ubuntu. They had way more Ubuntu.
Like friendly.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I never heard anyone shout, bro. I never heard anyone raise their voice, bro.
You just answered the question. That's the difference. You know, we are very calm. Hospitality is like on 1,000, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I think people love coming to Ghana, especially some Africans. You know, our brothers from Nigeria, they're always in Ghana. They invade in our country, they love it. You know, it's just the peace, how humble, how calm we are. And it has advantage, disadvantage, but I think the advantage stands out because people find peace when they come to Ghana. And that's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
They used to tag me as a political rapper because I say stuff that has to do with governance and all of that.
Oh.
But then I started traveling to other African countries and I was like, trust me, my country is one good country that people actually pray and they wish to have that.
So yeah.
Definitely just the calm state and just how relaxed we are.
I wouldn't mind living there. I would move to Ghana, bro. I wouldn't mind, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We hung out with Kwame Eugene. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Kwame Eugene.
Kiddy.
Yes.
And he told us, my name is, I'm born on a Saturday. You know what?
Saturday is... Sunday is Kwesi.
Kwesi. I think I was Kwame.
Kwame.
Was I Kwame? I think I was Kwame.
I was born on a Monday.
Kwame is which day?
Kojo something.
Yeah.
But
not
which
really bad.
Are you from the same town as Kim Eugene? Which town are you from?
I don't know where Kwame Eugene is from, but yeah, we definitely he should be an Akan, an Ashanti. So yeah, we are like from the Ashanti region. You know, it's different parts of it, but I don't know. Specifically where he's from, but I know we are all Akan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I heard the wildest thing is that sometimes, like when he goes to perform in Ghana, there's some parts of the country where they don't understand what you say.
Yes.
How wild is that, bro?
Whoa, for real?
Yeah, but I'm lucky that my language is the most dominant in Ghana. Chi is what everyone has to speak. No matter where you're from, you need to know how to speak Chi.
So that's like Zulu in South Africa.
Exactly. You know, I had a conversation about that. They told me Zulu is the one. You know, so I'm lucky that my language happens to be the most dominant. So I cut across. But there's still certain part of Ghana that still can speak Chi.
Yeah.
You know, like the north. So... They
teach me something in Chi. Like, this is the biggest podcast in Africa.
But someone says, Etisane, I miss, how are you?
Etisane.
Etisane. Etisane.
Etisane.
And then you say, Eye.
Aye. Aye. Oh, aye. 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 Good. Aye. It's like aye. Yebo.
It's a set.
Yeah, yes, sir. What?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Oh, aye. Yeah, exactly. I'm getting it. I'm gonna get it. Aye.
Yeah.
So your four siblings, what do they do?
My siblings?
Yeah, what do they do?
So different into different stuff.
No one's in entertainment?
No.
You're the only one?
Yes, I'm the only one.
So do they think like you're the black sheep?
Yes, no, really, but I think I started, they were all in support. They knew what I was about when I was young. You know, I used to rap regardless. I used to sing, do covers of music. So they knew I was going to go that route. But I'm like kind of like the calmest amongst them. So, but definitely, I'm in the limelight. I bring the trouble to the family. You know, they have to face my hustle. You know, the problems I'm facing, they have to face it as well. Now you are Psychodia's brother. There's expectations. Psychodia's sister. You can't, there can't be no problems with you, that type of unreal type of
for
expectation,
real.
You know.
That's
so yes,
pressure.
And I heard that when you were growing up, your mom wouldn't let you go in the music in the studio.
In the beginning, because I think as Africans we all can relate. You know, parents don't see entertainment as a thing to go into.
Yeah,
and I don't blame them because of how some of us kind of like go into it and turn out to be. So they had the right to feel like that. And
so it wasn't just your mother; it was your dad as well.
My dad wasn't around, so that was. Bad and good case.
Yeah.
Good as in I had the time to sneak out and do whatever I wanted to do. So it was mainly my mom. And she kind of like played both parts. My mom is very, very strong. So she can play the feminine and then, you know, the other side too. So
disciplinarian.
Exactly. Yeah. And she was really strict. But I think she gave me a year to prove myself if this is what I really want to do. And thank God the same year is when I had my one of my biggest records, and then
that's crazy. That's the same thing that happened to Nasty C.
Okay,
yeah, he asked his parents, he's like, give me a year. If I don't do anything within this year, I'll go back to school.
You want me to do,
yeah.
You know? And then that same year, she sits in a taxi, and the taxi drivers are talking about her son. And you know, she had no idea that I was out there. They were like, this kid, his name is Sarkodie. And then I was like, that's my son. Oh, you're tripping.
You're capping.
Exactly. Take me to your house. Let me see him. You know, so it started from that. And she felt like, okay, this could be something. And then but I would still give props to her because few parents can still figure it out and still kind of like act like they don't want it, you know. But when she saw that, she was like, okay, let's go. And she supported, and the whole family did.
Yeah.
My big sister was one of the people that held my hand into the industry, started making friends in the industry and introducing me to already known artists and all of that. So my family played a major role.
And that's, how did you pick the name? Because at home, you're Michael Owusu, right?
Ado, yes.
So Ado, yeah. So Sarkodie, how do you then pick Sarkodie as the name?
This is a funny story. I had a thing with the ego, the bird, the ego. And ego in Ghana, in tree, we say Okodie.
Okodie.
That's the ego. I love the ego. I don't know why I love the ego, you know. And my dad had like a friend, and I met a couple Sarkodie. Sarkodie is a same name. It's actually a real name. It's people's names, you know. Mm-hmm. So anybody calls Sarkodie, and I feel like I'm a family member. But that wasn't the case. I just saw random Sarkodies, and for some reason, they were all wealthy. They all had money.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
Probably there will be some Sarkodie who was broke.
Poor, yeah.
We don't know that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I thought, okay, maybe the name has something to do with wealth. And I just and also, I love the ego. So if you want to say like the ego, you say, in Chi, you say, Tisokodie. So it sounded like Sarkodie.
Oh.
So there's two things, loving the ego and also the name, kind of like having people who have money. Having a name, I was like, let me just go with it, you know.
Bro, that's so profound, that's because you do have money now. And like an eagle, he's always in the sky.
Exactly.
That's powerful,
yes.
Man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeez. What does your dad say? Have you spoken to your dad?
Yes, we keep up. Obviously, he was not like necessarily 24/7.
Same here, man. Join the club.
Yeah.
I thought it was an African thing.
And that is
an African thing.
That is why this generation, we have to do better.
But
you know, I had a conversation with him, and I felt as a man, I kind of understand him to a certain point. Just I'm not going to agree with how he dealt with it, but I understand.
Yeah.
You know, as a man, I do get it. It's really hard, you know, because we can just go like, oh, they didn't do it well, we're going to do it better. It's not going to be easy as we think.
There are different challenges.
To, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that can get us into that box, but we try to fight that. So bad blood between me and my dad. We are super close now, you know.
Beautiful.
Me traveling, I have to keep him updated. I'm here. He just sent me a message this morning. He was like, you know, wherever you are, God be with you. Have a great time and bring you back home safe. You know, he does that a lot. Beautiful. So I just didn't have that in the beginning, but at least we made up and we have a great relationship. Yeah.
What's his favorite song of yours?
I don't think he's given me one, but he's now like I don't know if it's a preacher or something, because he keeps sending all these. So probably my gospel records, yes. You know those WhatsApp broadcasts with scriptures.
Yes. Oh, they love that.
Every morning.
Let's talk about the music, man.
Yes.
Am I right in saying Rapaholic changed your life?
Yes, it added on to my evolution.
Yeah.
Yes. So I can say yes. It kind of like played a part in changing what I was at that point to a different level. Yes.
Because that's the one that got you the BET, right?
Mm-hmm. I think with me, every artist and where their strength is, I noticed that some artists, their strength is basically just the music and just having bangers and big records and making them superstars and all of that. And some artists have story. Me, I happen to have story. Yes, a little bit of the music, but when you come to Ghana, it's more about a story. Mm. I think I got the BET because the fans were, and until now, they're still very aggressive. Mm. And the BET told me straight to my face that my fans are very aggressive. And yeah. I think that is what got me that. But then the album happens to be at that time. And I had one of the biggest records, You Go Kill Me, which started that Zonto, you know, movement. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's because of the project, but I just built a story till then.
Yeah.
Yes, that got me the BET, yeah.
And how was it like for you to win a BET? Because this was like 10 years ago, and that's a big thing. I mean, now it's like, oh, it's become a norm, you know?
We started
But it. Back then, it was like a huge thing, bro. You flying out there, did they know you? Like, what was going on, bro?
It's always more based on the industry, not necessarily the people. So the people don't know the artists like now.
That what we do have.
So way back, it was more of the BET, the people in there, the artists. Because that's always how it works, though. Like, you guys in the industry, you look beyond just the music in South Africa. And the citizens, we have to feed them the music.
Oh.
That's what I meant. So at that point, we hadn't fed the people in America, the music.
Oh,
but then the industry, the media, they knew about whatever was happening here.
Okay.
So when I got there, it wasn't like the Americans were like, oh, Sarkozy, I want to take a picture. No, it wasn't like that. It was the beginning, it wasn't like that. It was just the industry knowing you, you know, like an artist knowing you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which artist knew you from America and you were like, whoa, how did this guy know you?
There was a funny story that happened and I haven't had the courage to share it.
Yeah.
But then Ice Prince came to Ghana and he shared it. Because when I come to Ghana and share this story, there's no way they're going to believe me. So I was sitting at the BET on the aisle. And then we have Beyonce and her crew coming. Yeah. And then she stood right in front of where I was sitting. And she was like this. But obviously I knew it was not me.
Yeah, right?
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I was thinking. Because I was just looking behind.
Like JC's behind me or something.
Yeah.
Then Ice was like, no, that was you. Then she just shook her head and just walked off. So when I saw her do this new project with a lot of African artists, I'm like, okay, kind of like these guys, they actually know what is happening.
So Beyonce knew you?
Wait, I don't want to conclude on that, you know, because it's still... But it's not far from that, because what I realized, the more I get into their industry, they know everything that's happening.
Wow. Yeah.
They just don't necessarily speak on it.
Yeah.
They don't let you know that they see what's happening.
Because they're trying to find the source.
Exactly. So... I wouldn't be shocked that they had an idea what you were doing at that point, you know, because I go to certain rooms, because I think a year or two after that, I went to Rock Nation, Jay-Z's office. That's like way before Tidal. And we went to have a conversation. I thought I was going to sell myself, but they told me about myself.
No. Wait,
you met Jay-Z?
No, I didn't meet Jay, but I met...
Or the people there.
Beehi, that's Jay's cousin.
Oh, yes.
Big...
They knew you, dog.
Yeah, so they were giving me a whole breakdown of my career. They told me about, I did a show at the Apollo. They pulled that up. They told me about that. They told me about the song I released before I came to the office. And they opened a screen to show me about myself. right? Even stats that I didn't have.
Dude, are you not losing your mind? I lose my shit, dog.
I kept quiet because it's good I didn't speak because I was going there to sell myself. But then these guys were selling me to myself.
Like, who's this guy?
Exactly. You know, so that's one thing I just realized, that where Afrobeat is right now, I'm not shocked because these guys knew whatever that was happening. I remember back in Nigeria, MTV Awards, MTV Base Awards, and I was sitting behind Two-Face and I saw T-Pain. I'm talking bartender time. This is when T-Pain is like really here. And T-Pain comes to bow
down.
Wait,
hold on. Is this the awards where Flo Rida was performing?
I don't remember. I lost, so I really don't. I don't remember the details of that day. I lost the award, so that was a bad. I lost to a South African, actually. I forgot the person, and I was
Double HB, wasn't it?
I don't know.
No. Okay.
Because I was so mad, I didn't even keep the name here. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't remember whoever performed.
I think I was at those awards,
and I lost earlier on in the show, so I didn't really enjoy.
Yeah.
It wasn't your day.
But Kenyon,
T-Pain walks to Two-Face.
Just to speak on the mic.
Just to bow to him.
Wow.
And
I was during I'm a bartender.
And this is no camera on them. So I was like, so that means this guy is listening to Afrobeat or listening to us. But we never knew. So I wouldn't be shocked that these guys know a lot.
So when you start touring America, do you get that same love from now the residents that sign now? So now they're singing new songs.
Yes. Now you have people out there that's like, you know, now you have the masses, because now they have, I think let's give it up for Africans in the diaspora who have been very confident in pushing our music around their people. So, you know, when the three of us, we can go to China right now and create a scene for like 2 hours and play one song and just jam to it. By the time we leave, there'll be some Chinese who will have a line or two in their head. Mm. It takes that, you know. And then Africans in the diaspora were doing that for us in the club, in the parties. There was a time we were shy to play our records.
Yeah.
And now it's like the new cool. So all the white people, all the typical Americans who would in 1,000 years never thought they were going to listen to African music, they are on now. So yes, we have a diverse crowd when we go out there now.
Jeez, and you're charging in dollars, dog. You ain't fucking around.
We've always been charging in dollars. Nah. You can go to the States and charge in CDs, you know. You have to, yes.
Is it true that T-Pain wanted to sign, not T-Pain, Akon?
Akon, yes. We had a conversation to a point. It just didn't happen. It was, and I would just take that for myself. It was, I just had a lot thinking about moving forward, what would be the plan. And I think that was the first, I would have been the first artist to be signed to an international label from Africa.
Wow.
If I had done that at that time. I don't know whether it was a good move or not, but I was very, me as a person, I have to calculate everything, even when I had nothing. Yes, exactly.
Eagle, yeah.
Yes, I'm always, detailing is very important. So I look at something, no matter how good it looks, I'll just be looking, okay, after you sign, I can think about 10 years before the 10 years come, and then I start to panic now. So now that's what I think happened. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with it. I was just more into myself and going like, I don't know, I need to work myself up a little bit. And that's how come we didn't do it. But I still give props to Akon because he opened up a lot of doors. He made me see stuff that typical African artists were not able to see. Because he made me understand how the industry worked out there. You know, so I applied that in my own independent way.
So he approached you?
How did that happen? No, his team, I don't know if, I think, yeah, his manager is a Ghanaian.
Okay.
That was the way that was introduced.
Like, you gotta listen to this kid.
Exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Big shouts to Babs. Yes.
Wow. And in hindsight, do you think you made the right decision though?
I'm not disappointed and I'm not in a bad state. So yeah, you could say that's good. But also you never know. It could have been way bigger than this if you had gone with it.
Yeah,
you know?
But true.
So when I was on the BET stage, if you watched the speech again, you know, I gave him shout out when he was sitting there.
Yeah.
And I could see what would run into his head. It's like, this guy actually pushed to this point. It took me a long time.
Yeah.
Probably if he came in, it would have made it
quicker.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, so I think both ways, I will still find a way to survive. It's just that I love the fact that I move on my own pace. It gives me peace of mind to be able to create. I'm not into any pressure or anything.
Yeah.
That side is good. But also when you have infrastructure, you know how that goes, you know.
About the journey, bro. It's exactly. It's about the destination. It's about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
How is it like performing with Ludacris? I'm a big fan of Luda, man.
Yes. So Luda came to Ghana. We went for a radio interview and then they played one of my records. while he was sitting at the radio station. So when we moved from the station, he just got out of the car and go like, you know that song that we're playing? You see that style? Can we do How Low like that on stage? I'm like, whoa. Of course. You know, so yes.
And we, How Low's a smash.
Exactly. So then I did a verse like that and I performed with him. So that's how come that happened. Whoa. Yeah.
Jeez, which other rappers have you like performed with apart from him?
Like on the same platform, yeah. Or like perform with them?
Perform with them. I know Miguel, you performed with him.
Yes, you're in SA.
Yeah. You've lost count, ne?
No. So I don't think it's that much. I've been on the same platform with artists, but not necessarily perform with them.
Oh, you've just shared a stage.
Shared a stage, yeah. Yes.
Would them. You like to still share a stage with?
Kendrick, definitely. Yeah. J. Cole. Mm. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, dude, who Kanye. Doesn't, bro? Kanye.
Yeah.
He was in Ghana too some few years back, ne?
Kanye? Jay has been to Ghana. Jay-Z has been to Ghana. Kanye, no. Kanye went to a different, I don't know if it's Uganda or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. It was in Africa.
Yeah, it's Africa, yes.
Yeah. How do you get Idris Elba on Black Love?
How did that happen? So, yeah, same thing in December. Everybody and their mama is in Ghana.
Yeah.
So Idris happened to be there. Then on Christmas Day, I have the biggest concert in Ghana called Rapaholic. So I think he wanted to go out on Christmas Day. And then I was lucky. My show was there. Was the thing that night. So he got a ticket and he came. And I was backstage. That was the first time I saw him. So he came to see me. We had a conversation. Then he goes to sit down to watch the show. And he had a blast when I came on stage.
Wow.
And that's what I mean by how you sell your music. Because now it was the perfect time to sell your music. Now he's in your territory. Mm. Your fans are all over. The energy is crazy. When you guys come to Ghana, you come to Rapaholic, you have a different look at Sarkodie. Because that's when you get to really understand what the whole thing is about. So he was sold, and the next day he came home, I cooked food, we had food, and then he did that verse, and then I just went to London, we shot the video. That's it.
Wow, man, that's amazing, bro. Mm-hmm. You're blessed, dog, eh?
Dude, Idris was in your crib.
Yes. That's my brother.
You've been traveling all over the world for like the longest time now, right? Mm-hmm. So we've got piano artists from SA who've just started touring the world now. What would you say is like the source to tap into the international market? Because everybody wants that market now. Especially the American market.
Mm-hmm. I think years back, somebody advised me that the best way to invade is to invade together than trying to do it on your own like a person. So if you have a movement, that is way easier. Because look at it, if only Wizkid broke into America, where were they going to fit him on a playlist? You know, because now you're playing a lot of hip hop and R&B records. Where do you fit that? You know, but then if you have a dancehall playlist and that dominates, that can even sneak into hip hop sometimes. But to start straight to take Afrobeat into that playlist is hard. So now you invade together. How do you do that? You start doing shows. That's what African artists started doing. When we started doing One Africa concert, yes, we sold out big venues, and anybody that sees numbers, that's all they care about. And that is a good way to kind of like get into a system, you know. So it just has to be a movement that you guys are moving with, and that's good. Independently or individually, I think you can also do stuff you want to do, but I always believe in having a solid background, and that's what you fall onto. Because you don't, the foundation. Because if you just go, when everything is stripped away, that's it. You know, they need to see you like you have something that, you know, whether we like it or not, these people are still going to mess with you. Mm. So that is a good way to be able to invade. Yeah.
And what about, we've got a lot of rappers in SA that want to sound like J. Cole.
Mm. Yes. The identity. They want to sound American and try to sell them South.
I love how you overtook my question.
Sorry. I had the same thing in mind. Sorry, dog.
Like, God.
I had the same question in mind. How important is the identity of your sound?
These questions would have been way easier. I used to answer this like, yeah, you have to be authentic, which still stands. You have to be. But how does the person feel? That's very important. How someone feels plays a role in how they succeed. So you might not get it. You feel like you sound like somebody, but they have this feeling in them individually that can take them there. You might be shocked. Because back in Ghana, I used to have the same thing that they're saying, you're rapping in Chi. There is no way you can do this, you can do that. But I had a feeling that was personal for me. When I sit down and I look at the BET, I'm like, you know, I could be rapping and then someday, yes, what is going to happen is I will have limitations that you wouldn't understand what I'm saying, but I might find a way to sonically please your ear. And that's also something. I don't, might not have what J. Cole will have as in lyrics and style. You get everything. But sometimes you might get lyrics and not necessarily mess with the style, or you get a style and not get the lyrics. So I'm like, okay, if I'm rapping in tree, I just have to make it sound pleasing to the ear. And that would be a trick for me to get to at least to Africa. Yeah. And I did. And so that's what I mean by I can't judge somebody. I would think they sound American, so it's not going to sell. But it's how they individually, how they feel. You know, so I wouldn't downplay that. It's not a good way. But obviously, if you are authentic, it's always a plus. Yeah. Yes.
Wow, I think you answered that beautifully, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Are you happy with the answer?
Yeah. Our answer, I'm very happy.
All right, cool. We're going to play a game. It's called One Must Go, né?
Okay.
I'm going to give you two artists and just tell me which one must go. You ready? All right, let's do
Make
this.
Make it easy.
Tiwa Savage versus Semi Shay.
Who's Semi Shay?
I don't know, but she's there. Oh,
then we know who must go. He answered that one. That's answered.
I don't see a savage.
Yeah. But I love, what's the Semi Shay?
Semi Shay.
I love you wherever you are.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So for this game, you might have to go.
All right, cool. Davido, Burna Boy.
Ooh.
Tough one, huh?
Bro, you're going to cause problems for me, man.
Nah, not even, man. They are touring, man.
Let me tell you one thing before I answer this. So, I'm not gonna mention the artist's name. There was a song that I was just being, what's the, just it's like a fun song. So yeah. It wasn't meant to be taken serious.
Yeah.
Then I mentioned one artist's name. Same thing you did.
Sure.
Then it kind of like made it seem like yes, same approach.
Mm.
And guess what? The DM was like crazy.
Yo.
You know.
For real.
Yes. It was like a long message.
Nigga was in his feelings.
Yes, and as much as I would have reacted differently, I can't control how others react.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm trying to be very, very careful with this.
Yeah.
Trust me. Because I've had an experience which is not, you know, wasn't too pleasant. Yeah.
Damn, why would Burna Boy say that?
It's not. I doubt it's Burna Boy, man. I doubt it's Burna Boy. Burna Boy is a G.
It's not. But, you know, to date, we've not been able to solve it. It's been like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I find that crazy, dog. Like, when you interact with people in the industry, and you're not being, like, malicious or anything, it's fun, lighthearted, but they take it personal,
bro.
And you try explaining, like, dude, why are you being personal?
Creatives are very, very, you know, we take things, like, very serious. So, you know, even on the radio, when I was coming up, people say stuff, it really gets to you.
Mm.
You know, they might be giving their opinion, but you still take it very personal. So, when it has to do with artists, if I hadn't, and back in Ghana, people had issues. I had a song, I was just, you know, I'm lying. It's not possible. Because I was talking about artists owing me money. You know you don't owe me. So why are you mad? Artists got mad. So,
wow.
Yes. And I had to do a lot of apology. Damage control type of thing. I was shocked that I had to do that.
Yeah.
And I thought they were like, I used to hear from people, oh, this guy is not really happy with you. And I reached out and they actually weren't happy.
That's crazy.
So, and it's just because of my position, especially in Ghana. You know, whatever I say.
But don't you think it was like underlining issues and that was the trigger?
No, it's just because it's me.
Mm.
I just said a line in a song and the president happened to win. And they're like, I said it and I made him win. And now there's issues. So now the issue is on me. Like everybody's saying, you made him. I'm like, how? Just me? The whole Ghana, I made the president win?
Yo, can you mention us in your next song?
Yo, bro, yeah.
You wouldn't be number one podcast in Ghana.
Yeah, exactly. I can, but you have to do some, you know. So,
yeah.
As much as I really want to make this fun, but I know what I've been through.
Yeah.
You know, and this might, you know.
No problem.
Yeah.
I think I know who you want to go, but okay. I'll tell you off air. AKA Casper in your vest.
Ooh.
Oh,
bro.
He worked with both of them.
Why are you trying to make it so hard? Like, why? The first one really set the tone really good.
You got to give me this one at least.
Guys, yeah. You are my guys. Casper,
yeah.
AKA. But this, I can't even let anyone go, though. Yeah. Like, just be on the real.
Sure.
Just being on the real.
Yeah.
I can.
Why?
So let one go. Let me understand it. What is it? Just let go.
They're going.
Like, they must go.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're going. How
Go. They must forsake.
Bro. Nah. I can't. Nah.
Okay, I'll give. Let's give it one more try.
Okay, choose. Which one must go? Married to the Game or Special Someone. That's why you featured Casper. You featured AKA.
Okay, no, no.
Which song is your favorite of those two?
These are two different genres.
Yeah.
But I stand for hip hop, so I'm going to go for Married to the Game.
Married to the Game.
Oh, that's the Casper Newvest one.
Okay.
So AKA must go.
All right, cool. Clean. Last one is Kwame Eugene Shatawale.
One must go?
Yeah. Bro, who's the guy that got arrested when we were in Ghana?
Oh, yeah. I think it's Shatawale. Yeah. Shot someone, right? Or no. Pulled a gun out or something.
No, it was a music video.
Oh, it was a music video. Oh,
yeah? Was it a PR stunt?
I don't know, but he was arrested for something.
Yeah, Sam, I've even lost because my brother is, you know, Shatawale, my brother is crazy. He would just wake up and just something will happen. So I've lost count what exactly happened. He has done a lot, you know, but that's somebody that brought energy into our industry. You know, as much as we thought we were being mad, you know, because he insults me for no reason. We'll be on the phone today, yeah, and tomorrow he's up on the radio. F-suck.
Starting,
you know,
something.
Yes, you know. And sometimes you don't understand it, but I think for a moment he brought energy and attention to the industry. Yes. But the two are like so far apart because Eugene is very new. And yeah, Eugene knows I'm the biggest fan. Yeah. Just for the game, Eugene will go.
All right, cool.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right. Do you still have time? I want to ask him some quotes from his interviews. Do you still have time? Do you have time? Yeah, we got time.
All right.
These are some quotes I read in some of the interviews you did, right? Mm-hmm. I really like these, man. So I wish you could expand on them. Here's the first quote. It says, the best way to respond to hatred is to trigger love. Mm-hmm. The one who loves is the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's deep, man.
Yeah.
Profound.
That's cool, being a stronger man, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. yeah, because I think over the years, I've seen what has worked for me, that I've been able to make me still make music and still connect to the people. And I've seen that the more whatever I focus on is what I keep getting. So I used to watch other artists' timeline on Twitter and everything seems so toxic because they're trying to like explain to people who don't like them, which always stands out. When somebody says you suck, it stands out.
Yeah.
You know? So you are tempted to like reply to that.
Yeah.
I love you is always very normal.
Mm.
But I try to not take that for granted and focus more on that. And also, yes, always show love back to people. Of course, if you cross the line, there's certain levels, boundaries that you might not be able to take, which I'm a human, so I'll react. But I know for sure that these 10 years has been because of love. I have to have that thing for myself. It's more like a selfish move to be able to keep my sanity and all of that. And it's worked. So I keep telling the young ones coming, you know, this negative energy and, you know, whether coming from fans, media, or even your peers, you don't need that. You know, when there's more love in your heart, you find a way to always sail through your industry.
Mm-hmm. Funniest thing you read on Twitter about yourself, like a troll was trying to get at you. What did they want to say?
I think there's been this perception about me being stingy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jeez, where did that come from?
You don't look stingy, bro.
No, I think as a person, I just feel like how I am as Michael doesn't go with the job I took. Because the job I took is showbiz, the things that you have to do, which I can't.
Entertainment,
it seemed like you're lying, and I can't do that.
Mm.
And I think Africans, I wouldn't say Ghana, because Africans love that. When, you know, people come and throw money, those are the people. But like, even when they have bad intentions, you still like them. And then you end up being in trouble. It's like even with women, men spending money on you, so you think that's where you have to be. But then they have motives that is not compared to the person that was not giving you money, but really, really wanted to spend time, something real that they wanted to offer. So in Ghana, I hate when they have the camera on me and I have to like give money to people. My meaning of that is I don't respect you. That's how I see it as a person. So if I have money for you and I really want to give you money, there's a way that I have to do it.
A respectful way. Exactly. A respectful way. You don't have to throw it.
Exactly. It's not African. It's not African.
Exactly. Exactly. But funny enough, that is what our people love.
Whoa.
And sad. I'm not ready to change for that because it doesn't feel right in me. So it comes across as a very stingy person because when I come out and I see cameras and I have fans saying, no, we need money, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be forced because I have camera on me and I'll sit in my car and go. And if I want to support, I actually support people. I do, but that's for me. It's for my personal whatever. I just feel good when I do it.
Bro, me and him are just like you, bro.
Mm.
We've been on this podcast for how long, Saul? They've been trying to get us a wardrobe. Wow. They're like, you got to dress like you're the number one podcast. Like,
yeah,
fuck, you got to comfortable.
Have some swag. Exactly. We're like, we're swagged up.
You do have swag.
What do we look like? We don't look swagged up.
We got drip.
But when we get to gigs and they want to give us all these crazy bottles. We're like, nah, just give us
these. Just keep it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no, but champagne's nice, though. Don't fuck around. Yeah. Champagne's nice.
Yeah, you crack. Is it really nice?
Yeah, I just started drinking champagne 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? I don't take too much. I just hold it for the flex of it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in the club, you just hold it. But I'm not too much of, you know, I'm not too much into alcohol. So, yeah, it's the stingy bit. And it's always funny because and one thing about me, I've never explained anything about me in Ghana. So I just have fun when I go on Twitter and I see people speak and they have memes about how stingy I can be.
Wow.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
But did they also troll you for being with your woman for 10 years and not marrying her? And then only after 10 years deciding to marry her?
Yeah, they used to bring that. But you see, anything you say, as soon as I feel like it doesn't make sense, it's funny than me taking it serious.
Okay.
You know, because when you say something and there's no sense in it, because I would think, what would make you say that? If you're not a deep person, that's what you say. Yeah. So that means you're just dumb or you're just... So when I read stuff like that, I want to have fun by reading it because I know you're trying to troll, you know the real thing to say and you're not saying it, or you're actually dumb for real. You know, so all those type of approach is not, because I can't take that serious. If someone says that, how can that be serious?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to believe you're serious.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how I take it and my approach to it.
Yeah. Do you still remember the first time you met your woman? Because she's like your high school sweetheart, man. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah. So no.
Shout out to you, dog.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes. Yeah, for not switching up on when the money comes in.
No, it's not.
I mean, you could have DM'd Beyonce.
Exactly. You could be like, I swear, girl.
You know, so we grew up in the same neighborhood, you know, a few blocks away from my mom's house. And the reason why I knew it was her because I didn't have a reason.
Oh, so,
wait.
Say that again.
Wait. Mm-hmm. The reason?
Why I knew that it was her because I didn't have a reason.
Oh.
And today I keep telling her, I'm like, I have my what you call your spec.
It'll make sense later, so.
Yeah, man. Still doesn't make sense.
You know, what I call my spec, you know, that's like physical. Every guy has that, you know, you love.
Yes.
It wasn't that about her. It was just, you don't know why. You just wanted to get to know the person, you know.
Nailed it.
So for a long time, I think she went out to live in Germany her whole life.
Whoa.
I lived my life. She lived her life. And she came back and then we reconnected. It was a funny situation because, you know, she was back and I had the biggest heartbreak that same time, you know. So I was really into the music, trying to get the music off. This girl made me go through hell. And I was coming from the studio and I heard she was back in town. She was hanging with the guys, you know, these guys, everybody wanted to get to her. So anything she's saying, whether it's funny or not, they were just laughing for no reason. And I came as a hustler. And then she was like, oh, that's Michael. You look grown. And guess what? I flipped. I was mad. I was like, why? How the hell? What do you mean by I look grown? Are you my age, mate?
Yeah.
Do you know how old I am for you to even... I was mad. You know when you're starving.
You sound like you're mad.
Exactly. You see, when you're starving, everything sounds like an insult.
Yes.
And I got mad and she was like... She was shocked because she didn't think what she was saying should warrant that. 100%. You know? And then I think that, funny enough, that's what got her. You know? And then she wanted to apologize and the apology turned into whatever you guys are seeing now.
And you never cheated on her, bro?
Bro, do you want to have that conversation?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. I'm just zoning into, you know, my situation.
Yeah. Yes. Nah, because it's commendable if you've never. Because you're a superstar, bro, dog.
Because it's going to come. It's how you deal with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, as a person in general, I think having a strong will, even you asking me about way back being vulnerable and not being able to sign to even Akon,
yeah.
It just tell you how I am as a person. You know, I do what I want to do.
Mm. Exactly. And loyalty is key.
Mm-hmm. And everybody around me has been for me day one. Angel, day zero, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Really? Who are new friends?
Because I deal with people. I keep telling people, don't trust no one. Just love them. Because if you trust, then it's going to be a problem. Now, anything they do that goes off what you believe, that's going to be it. You know? But I love them, so I see beyond, because I'm not perfect myself.
Yes.
No matter what happens, what is key is the fact that I know they genuinely care about me.
Oh, I love
so
that.
So that's how come they've been around me for a minute.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Which goes actually ties into my next quote that I found here.
Mm-hmm.
As you climb the ladder of success, check occasionally to make sure it's leaning against the right wall.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Hey, bro, you're deep.
I mean, that explains itself.
Yeah. Are you living on the right wall, so?
Hey? Oh, me, I'm on the high. My letter is not on the wall. I'm just balancing it, you know? No, I'm kidding. It's leading on the right wall.
Yeah.
How do you come to a conclusion like this, bro? Because you still are successful.
I think people just get lost in whatever they're doing, which is good. But I think once in a while, you need to take yourself out a little bit and just look at what's happening. Are you missing out on something? Yeah. Are you leaving something unattended to? Mm-hmm. And you have to solve it, you know? And that's what I've been doing over the years. Mm. I try to make sure that whatever built what you are into, you make sure you take care of it. Yes.
This one I don't understand, so maybe you understand this one.
Yeah.
Never despise your helpers. It takes attitude to uphold the latitude at high altitude.
Hey, platitudes.
Are they talking about the club?
So this is a quote.
Jeez.
Definitely not from me.
It's not from you?
No.
And we're going to fire the
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Yo. That is producer.
But what do you think this means, though?
Say it again. The last one is so confusing. I got the first lines, but the last bit is like...
Never despise your helpers. It takes attitude to uphold the latitude at high altitude.
Mm-hmm. I think
that's a platitude and a half.
I think that can also be connected to the last thing that you said, you know, the ladder.
The ladder thing,
yes. Yeah. I think it's about just, you know, people that has
balance.
Been, exactly. You have to make sure that they don't feel a certain type of way. You know, people that have built what you are, even the whole story, anybody that contributed in a certain way, you know, has to be upholding a certain level. To be able to have the sanity to go further. Because how people feel towards what you're doing is also going to play part, you know?
This motherfucker's smart, dog.
Yeah, bro. The thinker.
And he's got a degree in graphics, imagine.
Yeah, dog. What's the story of graphic designing, man?
I'm an artist. I sketch, I paint, and I did graphic design in IPMC.
Wow.
And I originally...
I think we all did on Microsoft Word.
Exactly. Yeah. You know?
paint!
So originally, that is what I wanted to do. And I just realized I was not going to be able to sit at an office and wait till 6 before I can get out. You know, that was not going to work for me. So I still chose art, but a different type of art.
No, I love it, man. Yeah, so have you ever done, like, any album covers?
No.
Oh, you've never designed...
Funny enough, I hate being in the process of... I want a production, as in beats... Artwork, video. I want to trust somebody.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes. I don't want to be in the process.
Those who fear to fail will never be hailed.
Mm-hmm. Because you're scared. You're scared. You don't want to move. So you feel like you're scared. You don't have that kickstart type of energy. Then there's nothing you're going to be able to accomplish because you would have to move to be able to get it.
Do you still get scared, bro? Because you've accomplished so many things.
No. I think when you love something, you always have to be nervous and scared a little bit. Because if you don't, that's when you get comfortable. Mm. It's like when I compare me going to stage. Anytime I'm about to go on stage, I still have the first feeling I had when I was coming up. Even my own show.
Yeah.
People turned up because of you. And you know they're going to scream when they see you. But why are you still nervous? It's because you care. You. Yes. It's because I want to go on stage and make something that when I'm off stage, I'm going to go like, I killed it. Even if they didn't scream, personally, I want to feel fulfilled. And that's where the panic and everything comes from. And detailing. And I feel like people have put in enough into you. They deserve better. You know, I care too much about it. So it gives you this... uncomfortable feeling. I always want to go to the washroom, and by the time I get on the stage, everything is gone. But that shows. I didn't understand it in the beginning. I thought maybe, why are you scared? Because no matter what, they came here before you. So
exactly.
Why? Even my team don't understand it. Like the people paid a ticket because of you, so they don't even need you to do anything. Just come and stand there.
Say hi.
And they're gonna scream.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I just care too much. That's the problem. So I got to understand it's because of care and loving what I do. And I think if you love something, it's like being in a long distance relationship when your girl's coming from somewhere. You're at the airport. You're very nervous, you know. But you know her, but you're still nervous. So I connect that with my career and music.
Yeah, usually I'm fucked up, so that's why I'm always nervous. It wasn't me, baby. It was Saul.
Under the bus, there I go.
Yeah, but you're nervous because you care, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you don't care, you wouldn't be nervous.
It reminds me of, like, even this past weekend, I was at a gig. Mm-hmm. And this girl comes up to me. She's like, yo, dude, why is it when you DJ you don't smile or laugh, like, on your show? I'm like, because I'm...
I care
so
about
zoomed into it.
Yes. I'm zoomed into this, you know. I care about making sure this
yes,
is
everything
proper.
Goes well.
It's not a premix.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you still like cooking?
Yes. It's like I don't know if I can call it therapy, but it's just a time where I can think when I'm doing that. Yes, not all the time, but certain, and I know just two or three things to do. People think I'm like a cook. I'm not. I just learned what I like, which is jollof or egg stew.
Yeah.
These two.
Egg stew.
Yes.
Wow.
Which one's that one? Egg stew.
I got you. If you want to try that, you know, I can do that apartment. You guys can come through and taste it. It's like one of the best.
Isn't that scrambled eggs?
No. So yes, it's like tomato stew with eggs.
Oh yeah, we okay. In Venda, yeah, we rock that. Yeah.
You rock egg stew?
Yeah, with the tomatoes.
Excuse
you mix the eggs. You mix the eggs, scrambled eggs with like tomato.
In a pot.
In a pot, yes.
Not after.
No, not after.
Okay, I think I've had something like that, but it's not something.
It's a big thing.
I made. Wow, cool.
Yes, very good.
And then you still like Kardashians? Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I don't watch that.
Oh, okay. We gotta fire this producer, man.
Bro, like I don't think. Come on, bro. The guy with all these proverbs and deep thoughts watching Kardashians. I mean, he rapped and called out governors in Ghana, right? He made the president win. And you're gonna watch Kardashians.
Nah. What are we busy with right now, man? I know you signed a record label deal in the UK last year,
no? No, it was publishing deal.
Oh, publishing deal.
Yes, with Sony.
So what are we busy with right now?
Just still working. Just random records. I don't want to call that a project or an album. It's just random good music. That's one of the main reasons why I came here. I'm shooting visuals for them.
Nice.
Just to drop it. But I think, personally, I have a lot of stuff that I'm doing personally for myself. But, of course, the fans always want you to drop music. So I'm still doing that.
Yeah. Ah, Sakodi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
man.
Really appreciate it.
I hope to hope you collaborate with some piano guys, man.
Yes, man.
Since
I want
you
guys to put me on, who exactly I have to be working with? I'm still stuck in time. I still know only KO and AKA.
Oh,
shit.
Oh,
those are not piano guys.
We got Focalistic.
We got Focalistic.
Yeah, you know him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know Maporisa.
Yes.
Yeah, he does piano also. Okay. Comes with a small.
Lady Dude.
Musa Keys.
Musa Keys is Google, hot right now.
Yeah, okay. Google a guy called Musa Keys, right? You're going to love his energy. Okay. Super talented producer as well.
Okay, I'm going
to
get on that.
Yeah, but when we went to Ghana, yes, they played my piano on like 128 BPM.
Hey, it was racing, bro.
Yeah. So even me, that the records I just did recently had, so now I need to understand what's really I'm a piano, because that is it that when those drums come in, does it make it I'm a piano? Or
it's the lock drum.
Okay.
It's the lock drum, it's the bass line that's also a drum.
So if you're doing an Afrobeat record and you're doing that, does it make it I'm a piano?
No. Because KO has a song K Over. It's got a lock drum, but it's still hip hop.
Okay.
So there's also other things like the BPM.
Okay.
You know, that matter as well. And the synths you're using.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
There's certain sounds. Mm-hmm. And how
while I'm here, I would want to get like authentic piano production.
Dog, we got plenty. I'm doing a EP now. It's called
Now I would want to work on that now. Nah, definitely.
It's called Songs I Put My Name On.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he doesn't do anything. Okay. You just send him the songs and like, Tad made it.
Okay.
And then
okay.
He puts his name on it. That's his whole strategy.
Yes,
so he's got a lot of my piano beats is what he's saying.
Let me
hear some. Let me hear some. I appreciate
it. Nice to meet you, man.
So much. I love
Sakodi,
this.
Man.
And as soon as the project is out, I want to come back here.
Yeah,
come through, bro.
This is your home, bro.
Thank you so much.
It'd be nice to do it in Ghana. We can fly out there.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Love to come back to Ghana.
Thank you.
When is Rapaholic in December?
25th December.
Oh,
which is always funny tricky. Because people want to spend time with their family.
Yes.
That's a bit
tricky. But in closing, we always ask our guests this. What do you want to be remembered as, man, when it's all said and done,
An artist that stood for what he believed in and was very stubborn about it, was able to prove a point that whatever he believed in made sense, and he was ready to put in work to show that he wasn't just saying it, but he was able to do it. And in my case, it's more of me rapping in my native tongue and also being a rapper, being amongst super commercial artists in Africa, which is rare, because rap basically is like a subset of music, especially in Africa, that we have a limited audience. But Sarkodie was able to rock shoulders with the biggest in Africa, still staying authentic to himself. So yeah. I was really stubborn about what I believed, and then I got it. So
love that, man.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Sakhone.
Sakhone!
Podcast and chill, we out here. Boom.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.